Next up, an interview with an IU student who wants to get teenagers addicted to reading. Ashley Hope Perez was a high school English teacher for 3 years for low-income Mexican-American teenagers in Houston. She tried to get her students interested in reading, but they complained that they couldn't find a book that told their story. So she wrote it. Perez spoke to WFIU's Adam Schwartz about her new novel, What Can't Wait.
Ashley Hope Perez is a doctoral student in IU's Comp Lit program. Her soon-to-be-published first novel is about a 17-year-old girl caught between the demands of her family and her ambitions for a better life. It's a young adult book called What Can't Wait. Marissa, the 17-year-old hero of your novel, is torn between pleasing her parents and pleasing herself. Why is that such a powerful conflict for her?
They feel her first priority should be helping with the family's needs right now.
And in concrete terms, her parents want her to stay at home and help out with the family?
I don't even think that they're not thinking, we're going to keep you here and you're not going to go accomplish your dreams. They're thinking that stuff can wait. You're going to get to those things, but right now you need to be working so you can help with the bills.
And what does Marissa want?
She wants to accomplish something more. She wants her world to get bigger, I think.
And she wants to go to the University of Texas, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, at first this seems like something that's just outside of the realm of possibility. And this is something that I saw with a lot of my students. It was hard for them to think beyond Houston, partly because their lives were so connected with the lives of their family members and friends in Houston. So they had a hard time envisioning themselves in a different place, even when another place like going to the University of Texas, even when that other place would offer them new opportunities that Houston couldn't offer.
Did you base this story on what you saw in the community where you taught?
Absolutely. Marissa isn't a facsimile of any one student, mm-hmm. but she's so many of the stories my students shared with me, both through their writing and at conversations we had in the library and after school and before school, when we were working out how they were going to accomplish the ambitious goals I had for them in the classroom and how they were going to accomplish goals that they were just learning to set for themselves.
I understand that your students at Chavez High School in Houston inspired you. How so?
They were the ones demanding this book. They were telling me, Miss, why haven't you written a novel? You need to write a novel. There's a novel we want you to write. When they read the manuscript, they felt like I had written a story that they'd been waiting to find. So they inspired me in the sense that they were prodding me, but they also inspired me because of the stories that they shared with me. And so for them to share those experiences with me was really pivotal to portraying not precisely any one student's experiences, but experiences that they could recognize their lives in.
Your students felt that they couldn't find the kind of book that they wanted to read.
I had a couple of students, male students, who wrote incredibly powerful and moving letters that I still have. One of whom said he was one of my most difficult students. You know, this is the first book that I ever read from the beginning to end. And there are so many things here that I have never seen in a book before. And he was, of course, honest to say that there were lots of times that I just stopped reading books, but I didn't want to stop reading this book. That was an amazing moment for me to think that even if the book were never published, it was already worth it because I had a reader for whom the book was a gateway experience. And I think that's what I would love, is for this book to be the gateway drug for many readers, for it to be a book that makes them want to read more because they've experienced something that they hadn't experienced before.
I've been speaking with IU doctoral student Ashley Hope Perez, author of the new young adult novel, What Can't Wait. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Learn more about Ashley Holt Perez on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.